This is GQDN for Tuesday, February 4th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. You get 25% off your purchase if you put in the promo code QUEST. It's really delicious stuff. Seriously, real good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some PlayStation news. We do have some Game Pass stuff. And we got some Nintendo stuff. All the consoles. But we're going back to Xbox. Because Pure Xbox did say that maybe the exclusives will be obsolete for the third-party titles. Now, we do know that Microsoft has made some deals with Nintendo and PlayStation, Sony. So, what does that mean for what Xbox is doing? Well, we're going to find that out pretty soon. But they're also talking about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and how it's doing on Steam. So, Jason Schreier did get up on Blue Sky and said, quote, "Two takeaways here. Steam has become a bright spot for many game makers as console sales have flattened. Console exclusives will become obsolete soon, especially for third-party publishers." And that was a reply to Matt Pestaclia, sorry, because he was talking about the Steam launch for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and how things were going with that. We shall see. But we know that Nintendo likes their exclusivity because, according to GameSpot.com, Nintendo is making their preparations to discourage some scalpers. So the Nintendo president, Shintaro Furuka, was doing some talking to Nikki, and he said, quote, "We will take all possible measures based on the experience we have to accumulate to date. We are making preparations," end quote. Now, scalpers will try to take advantage of the Nintendo Switch too, because there's some major issues for Microsoft and Sony with the 2020 launch, along with the Xbox Series X and S with the PlayStation consoles. And those consoles had some shortages because of the resellers. They were using bots to grab all the consoles when the resupply came in through the online marketplace. But Nintendo has a strategy to deal with the scalpers. For the quote, "As a countermeasure against resale, we believe the most important thing is to produce a sufficient number to meet customer demand. And this idea has not changed since last year." Right now there is no date yet, but April's coming. When that comes, we'll know more. But there was also some more talking between Switch 1 and Switch 2. Because according to Nintendo Everything, Nintendo didn't think that the Switch 2 announcement would hurt the Switch 1 sales. And that's where that Nintendo president was talking to the investors and how the sales for Switch 1 would compare to Switch 2 during the announcement period. Quote, "We don't think the impact of reluctance to buy is that great. And although we consider to be solid eighth year, we're unable to reach our target," end quote. But keep in mind, Nintendo does think that the original Switch will continue to sell so long as there is a demand for it. But how did the sales do? According to Engadget.com, not very well. Why? Because right now it's in the eighth year for this Switch console. And the company did announce that it expects to sell 11 million consoles in this fiscal year instead of 12.5 million. Now, the company has not been able to keep sales momentum with the new games either, but that revenue is down by 24.4%. And that's compared to the same three-month period from last year. Now, there will be a Nintendo Direct event that we know comes in April. And just keep in mind that some of the in-person events will be done in New York City, in Paris, and in other countries, Europe and Asia. So, see what happens. Now, we get into a little bit of PlayStation, just for this story, because we're going to Rumorville, and this one's getting a little bit shady. PlayStationLifestyle.net says that Sony is moving away from PC. Well, that's just a rumor, because there was a rumor that PlayStation did cancel a PC port of Gran Turismo 7, and that Sony has zero plans to release Demon's Souls on PC. In fact, there were some thoughts that Sony would be moving away from the PlayStation PC ports. But PlayStation Lifestyle does have an argument, because they went back and investigated that rumor, and they didn't find any cooperation from the reports of Gran Turismo 7's PC port cancellation and the Demon's Souls PC update. But could that really happen? We'll see. But yes, now we gotta go to Game Pass, because some of the games are leaving Game Pass, and that will be on February 15th, and that will be Tales of Arise, and that would include the DLC expansion Beyond the Dawn. Now, it's not just going to leave Game Pass, but it's also going to leave a PlayStation Plus. But that's not the only game. Bloodstained Ritual will also be leaving, and Indivisible will be leaving as well. But also, a little to the left, EA Sports UFC 3, Virgin Blade, and Return to Grace. But when games leave, they also get replaced by others. So here's what's coming soon via Game Pass, and that will be Far Cry New Dawn. You should try that one. Pretty good. It's the conclusion of Far Cry 5. Madden NFL 25. In time for the Super Bowl? Not quite. But maybe a little bit of aftermath of the Super Bowl. Kingdom 2 Crowns. Looks like a side-scroller. Here's a big one. Avowed. And that comes February 18th. Starfield. Also coming to Game Pass. Another Crab's Treasure. Inoiden Chronicle. 100 Heroes. That'll be coming February 5th, tomorrow. But Far Cry New Dawn isn't just going to go to Xbox. It's also going to go to PlayStation via PlayStationLifestyle.net. So if you haven't tried that one, then you should try it when it comes in, which I believe is in now. And it's in 60 FPS for the PlayStation 5. And maybe you get some new controllers for that, or some skins, I should say. Because PlayStation Lifestyle, once again, they did say that you can get some skins for your controllers, and there are some places to get it. In fact, they rated them. The Jor-Up Spider-Man PlayStation 5 controller skin was their number one. The best cooling is the Honkam PlayStation 5 console faceplates. And of course, they were looking at the best combo as well for Deadpool, along with some other things. So there are some skins out there. I gotta work on mine. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Bye-bye. Thank you.